This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Tom Little. Dr. Little is the superintendent of Yancey County Schools, and he joins us on a regular basis to talk about things that the folks in the community should know about Yancey County Schools. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Steve. The last couple of weeks have been somewhat stressful because we've been taking tests in Yancey County Schools. We're finished with the elementary and the middle schools. We have just a few retests to give. So we're very relieved that that's over with. Kids breathe a sigh of relief and teachers can do the same. We will be starting testing at the high school next week, so those students and teachers are still a little bit stressed. The preliminary results of the test indicate that our kids did very well, and I'm very, very pleased with that. Teachers and students and parents have all worked very hard this year, and it shows in the results of our students' test scores, so that's great. We are ending some projects. The bleachers at East Yancey are almost finished. The roof at the high school is almost finished, and we're really breaking ground on the track at the high school, so we're very happy to get those projects underway. We have lots of end-of-the-year activities going on because once the testing is over with, everybody breathes a sigh of relief, and we can do some fun things that maybe we haven't been able to do all year. So this is really a good time in the school system. We do have some issues that we're dealing with. Of course, if anyone's read the newspaper or listened to the radio, you know that budget is a big problem in the state of North Carolina. And since it's a problem in the state, it is also a problem for the school system. And we are hearing lots of reports. I'm keeping up with the news through emails, through phone calls, through conference calls, and through actual meetings with people. But the projections do not look good. On top of that, we have issues with the county not having enough funds based on their financial situation. So right now, the board met after a lot of thought, consideration, prayer, and whatever else we could do. We did recommend 15 teachers to receive letters that they will not be reemployed for next year. And that's a pretty good number of teachers, and I hope and pray that we do not have to hold true to that, that we are able somehow to bring those people back. A lot of it depends on our fund balance and are we able to maintain that fund balance and that none of the funding bodies decide that we need to use fund balance to operate on. If we can maintain our fund balance, we could very easily bring teachers back for at least another year. But for right now, we're looking at 15 teaching positions that are going to be cut. So with that sad news, that's about all that's going on in Yancey County right now. Just winding down, being thankful for our strong test scores, and trying to figure out the best way possible to keep our teachers, because without our teachers, we are not going to have a very good educational system, and our kids are not going to get the education they deserve. And it's also very stressful in that in some situations we have husbands and wives who both work in the school system who are both young beginning teachers who could possibly lose both jobs or at least one job. It is a huge impact on the entire community when that many people lose a job.
Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Tom Little, the superintendent of Yancey County Schools. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.